Blog Talk Radio.
The tension,
tension,
and the pressure,
pressure,
is building,
building,
within us,
within us,
yeah. So light 'em up,
light 'em up, light 'em up,
light 'em up,
light 'em up, light 'em up,
light 'em up,
light 'em up, light 'em up.
Pressure up.
Light 'em up, light 'em up.
Light 'em up.
There's a lot that kind of makes up who I am as an artist and as a man. And, I speak through my music. A lot of who I am, I sing about. And a lot of who I am, I write about. And so it's kind of like a journal, like a music journal, I would say. And through my music, the people that have heard it, I would say that you could best get to know me through my lyrics. Because that's not something I just sing about because I just kind of pick choice words. It's really a lifestyle. I mean, it really is. A lot of my words kind of reflect on where I've been and where I've come through with my journey and who I am today.
All right. We got a caller. Caller, go ahead and speak. Say your name.
Loretta Barrow.
Hello, Loretta. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me as well. I'd like to ask Mr. Hooker a question. I'd like to know, were any of your songs written to symbolize your childhood?
Oh, wow. First of all, I want to say Loretta is a very good friend of mine. Loretta is a, listen, I love Loretta. I love Loretta. I love Loretta. I have to say that. Thank you for calling in. But to answer your question, a lot of my music does resemble my childhood because it's a reflection of where I came from and how I feel and how I see things through my art. It's almost like a painter with a paintbrush, except I have a piano or I have a microphone. And a lot of, where I come from with my childhood, my upbringing, and the neighborhood I grew up in, all of that's in my music. all of it is in my music. And I really appreciate that, Loretta. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you. I appreciate the response. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, you started off singing in the church, correct? And
yes.
Playing at home. Were you already playing the drums at a young age at home?
You know, I started off actually playing as a child, like around like 8 or 9 years old. And, you know, at that time, obviously, I didn't have any formal lessons or anything. But, yeah, I started off at home because I would listen to the radio and doing a kind of music in the house at that time. And my parents were listening to more or less like Motown, you know, old school Motown music, a lot of Stevie Wonder, music like that. And I loved it. I loved it. And so I wanted to know, I was very inquisitive as a child, like, what's creating that? It wasn't just music. I wanted to know what, you know, I wanted to know what created the sound, like, you know, what was it doing? And
yeah.
So it was, for me, I was inquisitive. And so when in the church, I kind of put two and two together, like, okay, yeah, they're not playing secular music, it's gospel, but music is music.
Yes.
And the instrument of choice. And people always ask me, you know, what about the drums? How did you come to play them? The drums chose me. I didn't have nothing to do with that.
The drums chose you, okay.
They did. It did, because I didn't choose it. It was just kind of in me to do it. I don't ever remember not knowing how to play. I can always play.
I have a caller. Caller, you just tuned in. Go ahead and say your name and speak. Go ahead.
Marie?
Yes.
Hi, Marie.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How you doing, Ken? How's everything going over there? Good.
I'm blessed on this day. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're having a blessed day here in Oregon. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, so I called in because, you know, there's something I wanted to know.
And okay.
My question to you is this. What inspired you to do this last album? What came inside you and said, I got to write these new tracks, and I'm going to produce this new album? So you tell us what that is.
Thank
okay,
you. That's a
good
question.
Yeah. It sure is. Okay, so Breathing Underwater is basically some struggle. There's some struggle in there because, you know, I was at a point in my life where I didn't really know exactly the direction I was trying to go in musically, and just with my life in general, and a lot of the lyrics that you will find, especially on that particular track, it just felt like I was suffocating. That's why I called it and entitled it Breathing Underwater, because I'm trying to make forward steps. You ever hear of somebody say I'm making 2 steps forward, 10 steps back?
Yeah.
That's how
okay.
I felt. And it felt like it was a struggle and a fight to put together something that meant so much to me. But all of the things that were involved with tearing me down while I was trying to build it, I still had to fight through it. And that was the struggle.
Right.
But the funny thing, I'm going to tell you, though, Ree, I'm going to tell you, the funny thing is there's love in the pain. Believe it or not, there's love and there's laughter in the struggle, in the fight. That's right. It's not always bad. Sometimes there's laughter in there and there's love in there in the struggle. So that's kind of how I came up with that title, Breathing Underwater.
Cool.
Wow.
That's really good. You know, I knew it had to be that, you know, you were going through some stuff, but you were working through it, and you did a damn up job. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Last album.
Thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it.
I'm so grateful to be your friend and know you as a musician, and, you know, you bring such joy to so many people. I'm in awe of you. I'm always in awe of
you. Thank you so much.
Anyway, I will
keep
you all. Just funny.
The music is for the people. The music is for the people. If you can take something from it and it can change your life and have you see things through a different perspective, that's what it's for. Take something from it.
Right.
It's to emotionally. Yes, it's to emotionally challenge you.
It does. In a good way, in a real good way. All
right,
well, listen, you stay well and keep on doing what you love, okay?
Thank you so much, Ree. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, you're
all
welcome.
Right.
Y'all take care. Thank you.
Thank you
bye
for
bye.
Calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Wow. It's alive tonight, and thank you so much. You're just all over the place. I would like to talk about the recording video where you played with one of the Involve singers.
Yes. Her name was Cindy Heron from Involve. She was one of the lead singers in that particular group, and we just had a really, really good time. There was a place in San Francisco where there was a benefit that was being held, and we did a lot of songs on behalf of the lady that actually ran the benefit. And so we did all the hits, you know, Hold On, and we had the band there, and we had a great time.
Wow. That seemed like that was a lot of fun. You look like you was really having so much fun up there on the stage there. I'm like, God, you can play the drums good. You play the drums good. I have seen all the videos that where you have played the drums, and you know what you're doing when you... I've always wanted to play the drums when I was in elementary school, but no, they stuck me with a flute and a clarinet. So I have a question from a child on Twitter wants to know, they want to know, have you played any other instrument besides the drums
you
were a kid?
Drums actually is my primary instrument, and I do play like a little bit of piano, and I songwrite with those instruments. So I'm not fluent with it, but I do play it well enough to kind of create my music, the songs that I write. I'm good enough to write it, but what I will do is reproduce it with someone who's more fluent on that instrument. That's kind of how I use it. It's a writing tool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a caller that just called in. Caller, go ahead and speak. Say your name, please.
Hey, Kimball. This is Leo. Elizabeth. It's Elizabeth.
I heard two people.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
One is Elizabeth, and who else?
Leo.
Leo!
Hey.
He finally got here. Okay.
I will put my phone on mute. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and speak, ladies first.
Hey, Kimball. It's Elizabeth calling to say hello. You sound really good on your interview. I was listening in for a little bit.
There she is. Hey, Elizabeth. How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question?
I don't know why this question popped in my mind, but we had talked before briefly about how you like to write music and you get, like, you know, music in your head and or thoughts in your head and you jot them down. But I was wondering, have you ever wrote a song on a napkin?
Wow, a napkin. You know what?
Because I've heard – the reason I ask is because I've heard that, like, other, like, famous, you know, artists – have, like, I don't know, been up in, you know, all hours of the morning or been somewhere and all they've had is, like, a napkin to write on, and some, like, of the most famous songs have been written on napkins.
You know what? I've written them on my hands, napkins. I would have phone call.
Oh, wow.
Whatever I can get my hands on, cell phone. That's right,
that's
a piece
question.
Of wood. If as long as I can get the idea down, if I can get the idea down, I'm putting it down. That's right.
Right.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. That is obviously not the preferred way to do it, so I'm not recommending that to my people, my fans. However, you know, you have to improvise when you write music, right? There's no rules to writing a song. It's all about expression.
Right.
So if you're
or when something comes in your head, you have to, like, get it down right then and there.
Yeah.
You got to
get
it down. Because you know what I learned? If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
There it is.
Get it out, you know, you can say, oh, I'll finish doing what I'm doing and I'll go and I'll write it down later. Well, you know what? That's a mistake. You're going to lose it. Trust me.
Right.
I've done that 1,000 times and I said it'll never happen to me because I will grab that napkin. I will.
There you
and
go.
And I will write on that napkin.
Good.
Make it legible.
Good.
Thank you
and
for
then,
calling.
I also had one more question.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I noticed that you dance really well and that you mentioned something. I think I read something on Facebook that you had dance as a background. I just wondered if you ever, like, took dance lessons or, you know, dance professionally, or did you ever, like, to pursue dance besides music?
I never took any dance lessons, no. It's all kind of natural. I do pay attention
wow.
to what, you know, the people that I admire, like Michael Jackson, and, you know, there's a lot, even Bruno Mars. I mean, there's a lot of people that I pay attention to on how I like to see myself, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
And so
uh-huh.
I emulate. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and then even
okay.
how I dress would reflect on that too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
where do
I
you get
dance.
All that energy? Where do you get all that energy at?
You know what? It's the music. That's my high.
Oh.
That is my high.
Okay.
It sure is.
Okay.
That is my ultimate high. I love it because, you know, it's one of those things. We all got a weakness now. Okay, like chocolate. Some people's chocolate could be ice cream or whatever. You can't just have one, right?
Yeah.
Well, mine is when I listen to the music, I can't just sit and sing it calmly. I have to get excited about it because it does that.
Wow.
To me.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Wow. You are a burst of energy. You're a big ball of energy there, aren't you?
I am. Yep.
Okay, this is the last question. We just got a caller turned in. Caller, go ahead and speak, say your name, and then we're going to go off and play some of his music off his new album.
Hi, Lisa Padilla.
Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, how you doing?
Good.
How are you guys Lisa. Today? Blessings.
All
blessings.
Right, all right.
Yeah.
I have a question for Kimball.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
First of all, I want to say you are an awesome performer, person, spirit. You're between the internet and just seeing you in person, you just flow, brother. You just flow. And
thank you.
God,
it's
just exciting just seeing you. My question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a good question there.
Yeah.
What
are your goals?
What I thought was 5 years, now is 2 years. So I got to redo my
right.
math on that.
I know.
Yeah,
life goes by so fast, right?
Yeah, you know, algebra wasn't my best subject, but I can do that math. Okay, so I will tell you this, Lisa. I will tell you this. In 5 years, hopefully I have people, you know, like singing my music, and, you know, I roll up
mm-hmm.
on the stoplight and people are singing my songs, and these are people
yeah.
I don't know and not friends
right.
of mine, you know, and my, you know, I'm being requested on the radio and people are coming to my shows because they really, really enjoy what they're hearing and the experience that I give them. It's an experience, you know, it's not just music. It's an experience. That's the kind of what I want
right.
to see in 5 years, where, you know, I'm on the station in your area. And that could be in the Midwest, in Indiana, you know, that could be
right.
in Kalamazoo. Yes, household name. People are talking about me where I'm at the dinner table, and I'm a part of your CD collection. You know, you're wearing a shirt with my face on it. You know, that's what I
yes.
see 5 years.
When you set your goals, do you set them as when you're working on your goals, do you go out like a 6 months or do you make it a year? Because my daughter is starting up and there's so much, when you start thinking, there's so much to think about and you could add on
right.
and you sometimes you get to the point that you get overwhelmed. So what
right.
is your advice as a mom and as a my daughter, you know who she is,
right.
coming up, but do you make like 6 months plans or is that too far, or a year? How do you
okay.
level that out?
I'll tell you. You know, I'm an accomplishing type of person, right? So I don't like goals that are
oh
so far-fetched. And,
yeah.
you know, I like to accomplish little bits and pieces of my goals. It doesn't have to be everything, but if I write a song, I will write
mm-hmm.
some music. That's typically how I
right.
write. And I'm just going to take one example. I don't like going too far ahead of myself where I write a song and never get back to that song. I don't like that.
Right.
Like, for me, that I feel like I'm doing myself a big disservice, because that came from my soul, that came from my heart, and I need to finish that. It's a project, right? So I need to put lyrics and melody to that particular project and finish it, and then take it to the studio. Like, I'm in a studio right this second. I don't know how many people heard me say that earlier, but I'm in a studio speaking, and my engineer is actually working on my track. But I don't go 6 months too far ahead. I like to have goals where they're reachable, little reachable goals.
Yeah.
Because it keeps me going. It really does.
Yeah.
What that does is it fuels me. It fuels me to want to do more and accomplish more. Yeah. So I kind of like do a little baby goal set, something that not necessarily something that I think is too easy, but attainable.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Attainable. Yes, and then as I accomplish that, then I'll set something else for myself, and I'll make sure that it's reachable, because unreachable goals, I don't think, do anybody any good.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They just envision, and they're hard to reach. When you get too close, then you know, when you know what's there, then you know.
Yeah.
You have to monitor your progress. You have to monitor your progress with reachable goals, and reachable doesn't necessarily mean easy. But reachable.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Are you ever going to go to the moon? Probably not. You know, well, I mean, you know, I don't want to deflate.
I know what you mean.
Out there who's listening. Yeah, but, you know, some people.
You're funny, too.
But, yeah, reachable goals, you know, you bite off enough and you go after something else, and pretty soon you look back and you go, wow, I did a whole lot.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, and you feel good about yourself, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on all your success. It's just, you could tell you're going the right direction, and who knows, you just might be on that moon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You never know.
No,
right,
he's
going
for the stars. He's going to be a star. He's going to be a star.
Okay.
Hey, you know how we do it. I ain't going by myself now. It's going to be some extra seats. Y'all coming with me.
Okay.
Any.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
Prayers
up. See you later.
Hooker. All right, Kimball Hooker. We're going to play one of the soundtracks off the album. I'd like to get a little brief story behind one of the titles of this song, Put It On Ya. How did you come up with the title of that song? I know there's a story behind it.
You know, I was wanting to do that. Just what it said. I was wanting to put it on you. And I feel like that's the, you know what? I'm going to tell you just like this. Everybody that listens, you know, I'm going to have to tell you like it is now. Okay, I really feel that things that got out of hand with how you speak to a young lady. That's really how I feel. And I think the language has just gone out of hand and then got out of control.
Right.
I felt like I needed to put something out there where a gentleman can be a gentleman and still, like, be cool, because he ain't going to never not want to be cool. He's going to always want to be cool. But in a classy way, he can talk to a young lady that he has interest in. He can do it and keep his cool. And that's why I came up with it. That's right. She's still a lady. She's still a lady. Treat her like a queen. If you want a queen, treat her like a queen. Talk to her like a queen. And so I didn't want to lose
that
old school, the old school flavor, the flair, you know, opening the door and tell her she looked nice and all of that. I didn't want to lose that with from the windows to the walls. I don't talk like that. You know.
Oh, my gosh. You're too much.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to keep
it
kind of sexy.
Right.
Classy. Yeah. Have some cool about you, gentlemen. Have some cool about you. You know, you can be young and have some flavor flair. You don't got to be old. So,
See? Oh, my gosh. They're
going to get me on that one, Brenda. They're going to get me. They're going to throw rocks at me, but I said it.
No. This is Kimball Hooker, everybody. Put it on ya. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
The way that she's walking, she make it look easy. Something about the way that she's smiling,
And looking at me, she's teasing. I like the way that she carries herself, strutting her thing. So I'ma step to it like a real OG and let her know I ain't playing. I wanna know what's going on inside. I wanna know what's on your mind. Baby girl, don't tease me. I'm the real deal. Please believe me. I see you sitting right there. I'm trying not to stare. Don't go nowhere. But for the last 10 minutes, you've been on my mind and you got me excited. So baby girl, what's your name? Where you from? Can I buy you a drink? By the hand, it's slow wine with ya, so you can lap dance. Ooh, I promise I'll be good, only touching and teasing, so let me know I could. I love it when you make me feel like I'm the man. Your spot, my spot, either way, it's all good. Relax your mind on the couch, kick off your shoes, let me make love to ya. I wanna know what's going on inside. I wanna know what's on your mind. Baby girl, don't tease me, I'm the real deal. Please believe me. Carries herself, spreading her thing. So I'ma step to it like a real OG and let her know I ain't playing. I love it when you make me feel like I'm the man. Your spot, my spot, either way, it's all good. Relax your mind on the couch, kick off your shoes, let me make love to you.
Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I have an R&B and song, singer-songwriter, pop singer, Kimball Hooker. Anyone wants to call on the show, call 657-383-0771. We have plenty of time left for anyone to call and talk to my guest tonight. Kimball Hooker, are you still with me?
I am blessed and I'm still here, Miss Brenda. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Hey, Kimball, it's Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello. Hi, I'm just going to say goodbye right now. I'm going to get back to the desk, and that I'm looking forward to seeing the show tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
You do the same. Talk to you later.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You had produce and also write music for other singers.
Yes. Yes.
Like Gloria Scott. That song by Gloria Scott.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that song? I'm sorry.
Okay, so first of all, I just want to say, you know, Gloria Scott was a protege of Barry White. And that's kind of like, she goes back to those days. She's definitely an artist from way back in the day when Barry White was producing people. And she was one of his protégés. Actually, she was a dancer. Okay.
Oh.
She was dancing. Yeah, she was actually one of his dancers, and a lot of people don't know that because, you know, she was in the background at that time, but he actually signed her to a production company, a production deal at that time.
Okay.
And so that's when she kind of, you know, had her solo career, he produced her. He thought so highly enough of her. He took her under his wing, produced her, put her own music under her. And therefore, when I met her, she, you know, her and I was kind of like, I want to almost say son and mother. I mean, she really talked to me like I was her son, and we went places and did things, and she talked to me about her career, and it was just a great experience of the people that she got she got to work with from like the 70s. So I produced a song for her, and it was called It's So Wonderful. And that right now is actually, that's on iTunes. That is actually on YouTube. There's a video for it. We went down to LA. We shot the video. It was just a great experience. I mean, I did a couple other songs. Never Gonna Let You Go is another one that we did. And these are songs that her and I did from, I would say, maybe close to 5 years ago now. But at the time,
wow,
it was like one of the experiences I could ever have. I mean, you should hear this woman talk about her experience with working with Barry White. What a legend, right?
I know. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And so she talked about Soul Train. She talked about going over there to Bandstand overseas in the UK and traveling. And I was just a tot, you know, so I'm listening like a son, and I'm just absorbing, you know, every ounce of information that she had with regards to her experience working with Sly and the Family Stone and just so many other great names that she so many other great names that she got to work with. And then she shared all that experience with me in the studio. I mean, wow. I was floored. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So while you're speaking about where to find her music, can you tell our new fans and curious fans out there where they can follow you, your website information, and also where to purchase your music, please?
Okay. So my name is Kimble Hooker, and I'm a singer-songwriter. My website is kimblehooker.com, and my name is spelled like the Kimble Piano, K-I-M-B-A-L-L Hooker, just kimblehooker.com. And then my music is actually be found. It's in 240 different countries all over the world online. And you can go to Spotify. You can go to iTunes. You can go to Amazon. You can go to your local mom-and-pop online retail store and download all my music. And not just my recent single, which is not single, but the CD. It's entitled Breathing Underwater. But also you can catch some of my older music, too, which is really good. The one thing I kind of take serious is my writing, my lyric writing. So you'll always listen to a song and be able to take something from it and relate to it. And it's not just frivolous words put together because they rhyme. I write messages. I write lyrics with content. So if you're into that, you will love my music.
Yeah. You can rap, too. And I like,
you know what,
how
I try.
I like how you sing R. Kelly music too. Oh my God, I wanted to jump through the screen. You sung the one in the video. Oh my God, I see. Oh my God, I wanted to jump through the monitor. It sounded so good. You are good, Kimble. You are good.
He's very, very underrated. Not enough people, I should say, talk about R. Kelly. I mean, he took what was kind of a situation in the 90s and just made it come alive, you know, and he made it his own. He created his own path. And, you know, I did a tribute to him it was in April. And I sit back and I listen to all the different ways that he records, right? And when he records, I mean, he uses different voices. He uses different methods of singing. He uses everything he can to make that track come alive. And I would tell – I have to say this real quick. Anyone out there who's thinking about recording a song, singing a song, writing a song, I just want to say one thing. You need to find somebody out there that you like. This is what I'm telling people who are not just avid music fans, but they are maybe want to sing a song or create a song. You need to find yourself a music mentor. This could be someone that you'll never meet or someone, a celebrity. It could be. But you need to find somebody that you really strongly feel you relate to on a music tip. And what that will do for you is you'll be inquisitive enough to try to figure out what they're doing. See, for me, I like Michael Jackson. I like Prince. And there's other people too, but those are kind of the main two. And so for me, I really listened so deeply and so intently on what made those people. And lyrically, I just felt like R. Kelly was all over the place. I mean, he was all over the place. And
he
I mean,
was.
In a bad way. I mean, oh my
he
God.
Was.
I mean, all
he was.
The, yes. I mean, one minute he's in the church. One minute he's, you know, gospel. Yeah. The next minute he's dance music. Then he's doing
yeah.
slowing it down, doing slow
yeah.
wine. And even his choice words. You know, I love Chicago anyway. I love the Windy City. I love Chicago anyway. Just he was such a great representation of where he came from. I mean, wow, what an icon in such a
yeah.
in such a way where he's classy at the same time. I mean, he would rap with Dr. Dre and then flip it back and do some slow wine and singing beautiful
yeah.
words to a lady. You know, you can't beat that.
And with the Isley.
Oh my gosh, right?
He did
oh
that
my
with
goodness.
The Isley.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So, I mean, if anyone were to listen to my music, I guess, and kind of say, well, you know, I hear hints of this and maybe hints of that, you know, I would say, okay, you're right. Because I think anyone who has good influence, you know, you want to take something from that. And it doesn't mean steal. It just means that, you know, you were influenced. You know, you were influenced. And so it shows on your own product, on your own work. Like for me, like I said, I love the Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, the R. Kelly's, Bruno Mars. He has one of the most recent artists, Prince. And so when I was 18, I left home, and I drove. Matter of fact, when I got there to Minneapolis, Minnesota, I told my mom, I said, I'm leaving home. She said, where you going? I said, I'm going to play with Prince because that's all I wanted to do. That's what I told her. And when I got there, me and my high school friends had put a house band together, and we played all up in that city. I mean, we went from Hennepin County, which is kind of like the main road in that particular city. We played at Mississippi Live. We played at the Roxy. We played at the Capri Theater. We played at First Avenue. And there's many other places I could go into, but those are some of the key places we played at. And at that time, we had a goal. We had a goal, and that goal was to be the best we could be. And so I've never stopped off of the – I've never gotten off of the beaten path of my music, never. It's always been in the forefront of my life because, honestly, it's a lifesaver. It's one of those things where if I didn't do it, I wouldn't be happy, and I would be in a deep depression because I wouldn't be able to express myself. And that's the only way I feel I can express myself and get personal enjoyment is to write. I love writing with melody, which is, hey, we call it music. There it is.
So can you tell the audience and me about your band? Is it called Hooker's Band or K. Hooker's Band? Hooker's Band?
I'm an independent singer-songwriter, and I have a band that plays with me when I go out on the road and I do my shows.
Uh-huh.
And so I handpick my guys because I just feel like it's not just about the music. It's a personal connection, too, you know,
yeah.
to be able to right to draw ideas off of and make the music,
right.
you know, what you really want it to be. Yeah, and you don't want conflict in a band situation. You want it to be something where you have an idea, you want to express yourself, and you want to be able to tell whoever, you know, keyboard player or, you know, a guitar player, and be able to tell them in confidence, hey, I don't want to use that part, you know.
Right, right,
music
right,
is something,
right.
Music is something that can be so sentimental to people, you know what I mean?
Right,
it can be
right,
so,
right.
Yeah, you could, it's almost like telling somebody their food ain't good. You know, it's like, wait a minute, my food is good. You know,
you kind of remind me of Luther Vandross. He's like that.
Right.
He's
you
very
know,
particular
very,
about his music, how it sounds. And that's good because you do a very perfect job. And your melody.
Thank you.
Last song I played, Put It On You. And I did hear the remix of Light 'Em Up, and I like that too. I hear the drums more in there. Yeah. And so I would like to ask you, you in the video with this lady named singing, y'all sung Diamonds and Pearls, one of Prince's songs. Yeah, singing Sarah. Now, that online, it's been going crazy, and you asked the question, has anybody made a song about Prince? And I'm like, no, that's a good question. Now, my question to you, are you going to do it on your next upcoming album?
Wow. The trigger has been pulled. You know
I'm
what?
I had to put it in there.
You did. You took my song, Put It On You, and now you put it on me. See how that works? I like that. You know, I pose that question because I'm just so inquisitive about that man. I mean, I love Prince, and he's definitely put an influence on my life and so many others. And it just dawned on me that, you know, because he was so talented, so gifted, right? He wrote, produced, played his own music, and he did everything. I'm just like, it just dawned on me. I wonder, did anyone write for him, and did he sing those songs? And so I posed that question on my Facebook. And I got a lot of feedback on that. I mean, I was just wow. I was floored because I feel connected to him, but it was something that I still didn't know, or how other people might have felt about that question.
Yeah,
I just feel
yeah.
like even from the best of the best musicians and artists, he would still be so particular. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I could just see him saying, oh, no, I ain't
doing that. History, yeah,
you
know, yeah. He's looking
you
over your shoulder.
Say, yeah, like, oh, no, I wouldn't put that in there. Don't do that. You know, I mean, you know, yeah, I could just imagine, like, how do you write? I would be so nervous handing him anything because I'm just like, I know it's not going to pass. You know what I mean? It's going to get the boot.
Yeah. He's going to make the sky turn purple. He ain't going to like it. Well,
he ain't gonna like it.
You sing a lot of Marvin Gaye's music.
I love Marvin Gaye.
When you out performing, do you start off singing Marvin Gaye just like because you love music and whatever melody comes to your mind, you just sing Marvin Gaye?
No, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. When I first start going out to do my shows, I always try to pick a venue or, you know, I want to know what the venue's about and the type of people that are going to be there.
Right.
And I try to accommodate the people that are going to be there. And so if it's old soul, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, you know, Stevie Wonder, something like that is probably most appropriate for that. But I'll tell you, honestly, I like singing my own music.
Right.
My own music. Like Put It On You. You know.
Right.
Like Your Flavor. Yes, there's so many of my songs that I like. And you know what? I have people come up to me and tell me, hey, I like that. Who sang that? And I say, what? They're like, you need to go online. You need to go on Spotify and put my name in. That's what they do. Yeah. But I do. I couple my songs with other well-known artists, and I try to, they call it like segue the songs where, you know, like a DJ would mix one in out and other, one into the next.
Yeah.
I try to
do
that. Yeah, I couple my songs with, and so this way it's a constant flow of a similar sound, and people can enjoy it, and then I can introduce my own music without some kind of a, you know, like it doesn't sound right. It flows.
Right. Well, since you mentioned I Like Your Flavor, and which I do love your flavor, I'm gonna spin that song. And can you tell me how you come up with the title name of that? I know there's a story with that one.
Well, you know I was in one of my moves. I get a little romantic.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the type. I'm very expressive with how I feel and you know what I want to do. And so without me taking it too far, I wanted to take it to where it was a little playful, just a little bit playful. And I really do like her flavor. And this young lady that I was at that time when I wrote that, I just felt like that was my self-expression, where I wanted to touch her thigh and she could touch my chest. And, you know, we could let it go into wherever it was going to go into. And, you know, we can get intimate off of that right there. I believe in the foreplay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Here is, I like your flavor. Everyone stay tuned. We're not done yet. You sit still, Hooker. We'll be right back.
All right.
With the most this evening with Kimball Hooker. Hooker, are you still with me?
I am live and I'm in full effect. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. All right. So I would like to get in and ask you about any of your upcoming projects you have, you may have, after this album sells out real hot. Are you already working on a new album?
I'm in the studio as we speak, working on a brand new song. I sure am.
Oh my God.
I'm a recordaholic. Is that, if I can say that, I'm a recordaholic. So music is my drug of choice. I would say that. And I want to say this right here real quick. You know, if you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I found music, and I feel like it's without it, it, life would not be the same. And I suggest anybody, you get you something that you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Right, right. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And
yes.
So can you give us information when this single is complete or when the next album project is complete, what we should be expecting in 2018?
Okay, so right now I am working on a brand new song. This one's called, I will tell you the title of it. It's called Let Yourself Go. That's the title of it.
Okay.
Yeah, let yourself go now. You know, I come from there too. Yeah, yeah. We have,
okay.
Listen, you come to my shows, you're going to have some fun if you come to my shows. So you can let your head down, put your wig on, whatever. You know, you can have people. All of it. That's right. We're going to party hardy is what we're going to do. We're going to relax and have kick your shoes off. You can stand up, have fun, dance with your partners, all that good stuff if you come to my shows. I have a show, believe it or not, tomorrow, and I'm opening up for a gentleman by the name of Eric Bellinger. And Eric Bellinger is actually a well-known assigned recording artist. He's actually signed to, I believe, Warner Brothers. And so that's going to be in the city of San Jose. For anybody that's in the San Jose area, if you're listening, come down. It's at the Corinthian Ballroom, downtown San Jose. It's going to be a fashion show. I'll be there opening up for Eric Bellinger, and come on down, enjoy the festivities. You'll see a whole lot of models and beautiful people there wearing different designer clothes. You're going to get a chance to experience Kimball Hooker live. Yes, and all the information is on my Facebook wall. So if you're curious, you want to go, there's still tickets available online. You can go to Eventbrite, pick up your ticket. Enjoy yourself. Say hello to me. Get your signed CD because I'm going to have CDs for sale there. And all you ladies, I'm going to pull you out your chair and sing to you. That's what I'm going to do.
Ooh.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to party hardy.
Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Hey, Brenda, this is Leo, still online.
All right, Leo.
Leo.
This
is my manager, everybody. This is my manager. I want to introduce Mr. Leo Brown. My music mentor and actually my manager, and a lot of the promo and marketing that everyone has been witnessing is due to this gentleman right here. He's also a legendary DJ at Fonye Radio.
All right.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
all
right.
Right.
So
I have
a question for Kimball. I have a question for Kimball. So,
yes.
So Kimball, based on your upbringing in the music industry, what would you say is the most important thing that you can tell the listening audience about assembling a team and how important it is to have a team by your side?
Oh, my goodness. That's a deep question there. You know what? I would say this. It's always good to have what you want done, right? Your plans and your thoughts and how you're going to work it all out this way. But by yourself, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You know, no one man is an island. I've heard that my whole life, and that saying is true. You need people. Now, you don't need everybody, but you do need people. You have to assemble a team because a team is what's going to help you get to the next level. And when you have a meeting of the minds with people, you have to make sure that these people are on the same page. So you have to pick wisely your team. That's why Leo and I get along so well, because him and I have very similar thoughts and ideas, and we understand each other so well. His musical background runs so thick and so deep. I mean, he runs rings around me with his knowledge of music, and I can bounce my ideas off of him, and he can tell me his thoughts, and then we put them together, and I'm telling you, it's just like gumbo. It's just everything is in there. It's all it's very eclectic. It's an eclectic mix of music, but it fits Kimball Hooker because I'm not trying to emulate or be anyone else. I want to be the best me I can be. Yes, so definitely picking your people, there's a trick to that because you have to know yourself to be able to pick other people because you got to know what you're looking for. And if you don't know what you're looking for, how are you going to assemble a team if you don't even know who you are?
That is so correct. That is so correct.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Brenda, for having us on this show. I've been listening in, and it's been just I'm enjoying Kimball with his energy. He's having a ball.
Yeah, he's on fireball. Oh my gosh. Woo. I will
Brenda,
Brenda,
I have to say one thing. Brenda, I have to say, I don't mean to cut you off, sweetheart, but I have to tell you one thing. Listen, I sure wish you was on that debate cruise with Leo and I and his wife. I'm just telling you right now, we had the time of our life, and you would have had a ball.
That.
We gotta get you out here in the face. We had a ball. They played my music on the cruise ship. I almost jumped in the water.
Oh no.
You know,
oh my God.
Oh, I was so happy. I was so happy. And people were dancing and partying and drinking and having a good time. And it was just the best place to be. And I sure wish, you know what, we're gonna make it happen. You're gonna have to come out here and join us on one of those bay cruises.
Yeah, well, make sure you let me know ahead of time. I appreciate that. Yes, I will come. And Leo, am I going to meet you in person?
Yeah, you will meet me in person.
Okay.
I am very accessible. I am very accessible.
Oh, you are? Okay. You seem to be a busybody yourself.
I am, but when I'm needed, I am there. I'm there. And Kimball can attest to that.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
Wow. Wow.
You heard the backbone. Leo is the backbone, the front bone, the side bone. He's the funny bone. He's the bone. I mean, right now I have
I believe it. I believe
yes.
it. My email is
yes.
loaded with Leo the Lion.
That's right.
There.
That's right.
And I'm like,
I would have
this guy is something. I don't know what you.
Yeah.
Y'all both are fireballs. Both of you.
Don't rush. Listen. People who are looking for management, don't just have anybody manage you. You need somebody that's going to manage you that understands you. And I'm talking to artists or people who want to sing and write their own music. If they're looking for management, any management is not who you want. You want somebody who knows you, understands your dreams, respects you, your passion for your music, and really understands where you're trying to take this whole thing. Leo is that person for me. He is that person for me. I mean, him and I are like two peas in a pod, and we're like brothers. You know what I mean? He's easy to talk to. You can't have him now. He's mine.
Okay.
I was getting ready to go there. Sorry.
I had to clean that up, Brenda. I had to clean that up.
Oh
wow.
Well, Leo, I'm gonna ask you this.
Yes, go
ahead,
please.
What is the website information where our new folks, new listeners out there, want to follow you both and find out where y'all whereabouts are? And y'all on any social sites? Can you name them up, pull them up?
Well, basically for me, I mean, I have my own entertainment DJ services is basically who I am, LeoTheLionMusic.com, and you can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. My Twitter handle is LionCub2, and on Instagram, I'm DJ LeoTheLion, and basically I'm on radio, just like Kimball said, on FanyeRadio.com. I have a gospel show on Sundays from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. on the East Coast. And then I have a regular show from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Monday nights on FanyeRadio.com. So I'm pretty much all over the place. And basically what I want to say to the listeners that's listening to your show right now, Brenda, is basically with everything that Kimball has been saying, it's important to eat a whole bunch of humble pie and stay humble in this game. Because it's very important, and you can really get sidetracked by reading your own press release. And it's important for any upcoming artist to stay very humble and teachable at the same time.
Yes.
Very true.
Yes. Thank you for that. And Kimball Hooker, can you give your website information and where we can follow you on any social sites online and where we can purchase your music at?
Absolutely. So my website is KimballHooker.com, and my name is spelled K-I-M-B-A-L-L, Hooker, H-O-O-K-E-R.com. I'm on a few different social sites. I do have an artist page on Facebook. It's Kimball Hooker. And I do have a personal page, which is Kimball Hooker. And my handle on Instagram is Kimball Hooker. My Twitter is Kimball Hooker, because I do have a Twitter. And as far as I have a YouTube, I have a channel. You can put my name in there. You can pull up all my videos that I have. And I have a lot of videos, too, where I'm playing drums, where there's a lot of things people don't know about me, but I actually taught about 300 fifth graders at one time playing drums. So you can catch me there, online, YouTube.
And then also,
you can catch my music. You can purchase my music for download. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes. Those are like the three major biggies. But like I said earlier, I am in over 240 different countries. And request my music. I just want to say to the listeners out there, don't be afraid to request my music on your local radio station wherever you may live. If you're here in the Bay Area, call up KBLX, let them know to play my music. If you're in Indiana, whatever the station is there, like the one we own, request my music. Don't be afraid to call in and request my music. That's the only way I'm going to grow my business and grow my brand and put my music in everybody's ear.
Well, you know I'm on it. I'm going to be contacting all the radio stations here in Indiana. I'm calling from Evansville, Indiana. So hopefully I got all my Indiana natives listening to me tonight. We're going to play Let's Ride by Kimball Hooker. Can you tell me a little bit about the story behind this song, Kimball?
You know, Let's Ride is basically like I felt like I was coupled up with someone that I really wanted to, you know, be with and give her all of who I am. And when I say Let's Ride, you know, it's like we have each other's back, and it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter who's in the way or, you know, problems we may have. You know, we're going to stick and stay true to each other. And that's why I say Let's Ride. You know, like kind of like a ride or die chick. I want that.
Right.
You know? That's something I feel like. That's the only way you're going to have anything is you can't let the outside people, the outside forces ruin what you have. Could be family, you know, could be work, could be, you know, your girlfriends, your guy friends. You have to at some point say, you know what, baby, let's ride. It's just me and you, you know. And I don't care what they say. That's it. As long as I got you, I got everything I need.
All right. Well, you sit still. We only have a few minutes left and one more song to play. Be right back.
Be the only man for you. Baby, let's ride.
I can't hold back how I feel.
What are your words of wisdom for those that are suffering out here in the world today? Or would you like to pass a message along for those that want to get into the entertainment business?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much pain out there. When I look out right now and I see some of the things that happen, like in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sad. It's just really, really sad that, you know, that was a music event. You know, that was an open invitation, an open concert. Any one of us could have been there at that particular show. And as a matter of fact, I did an open show in Las Vegas, not too far from that particular place. And mine was open, too. It was at a pool party at the Grand Hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was just, I sure did, and it was open to the public. And I think about that because that could have happened to at my show. But
yeah.
It didn't, and it's just so unfortunate, and I guess, you know, that's why I write songs of hope, songs with a message where, you know, you can get something from it so that, you know, you're not in the down in the dumps, and, you know, you're not walking around with your head held, you know, down, because it's just unfortunate that people think like that, and I don't know why. It could be something in the water we drinking or eating. I don't know where it's coming from, but I do know this. Change has got to come. Change has got to come where people have to feel better about themselves than to try to take lives, innocent lives, people that just want to go to school, raise their kids, be a part of their family. That's all we want to do. We're all the same in that regard. All we want to do is enjoy our life. So I write songs of hope, songs of joy. It's just unfortunate. That really bothered me on that. When I first got the news of that, I was devastated. Like, why would you do something like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And everyone that's listening, please go in and purchase Breathing Underwater by Kimball Hooker. And also, Leo, do you have any words of wisdom you would like to say? Leo?
Yes, I would. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so basically what I would like to say is let's keep everybody in prayer and just know that we are so far away from God right now. The nation is so far away from God. People just need to turn back to him and just understand that he's the one that can help us, provide for us, and just be there in any time of need. And basically, with all the disasters that's going on, you can't wait for the government or anybody else to do the work of your community, your area, or whatever. If you have the ability to roll up your own sleeves and come together as a community, that's where it starts. Because as we can see in Puerto Rico, the United States did not come to their aid. So they're coming together as an island, and that's something that we must do too. If we find ourselves on an island, then we must come together as a people to do what we need to do. And I encourage everybody just to turn back to God and know that he's the one that can sustain us.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. And so talking to you, Kimball Hooker. Will you be doing any performances for any charity events coming up anytime in the near future?
There's none on my plate as of right this second, but I'm always open to that. I always do charitable events all the time. And as a matter of fact, I look for those because there's a lot of people that are less fortunate than myself and some others, and I love giving back, even if it's just being encouraging to, you know, the youth, especially the youth, people who are less fortunate. So I'm open to that always. Call me, email me, send me a message, send it to Leo. Leo Brown is my manager. Anybody who has any upcoming shows or events that they might think that they would want my services, please contact Mr. Leo Brown.
And, yes, my email address is leothelionmusic@yahoo.com.
All right. You hear that, audience? And
we do travel. We do travel.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. And go ahead and mention the performance that you got coming up.
So tomorrow I actually have a performance. It's at the Corinthian Ballroom. It's in San Jose, California. It's actually really going to be an exciting show. They're going to have it's like a pageant show, so it's going to be a lot of fashion, high fashion, a lot of ladies there wearing new clothes and the latest clothes from different fashion designers. The gentleman that I'll be opening up for, his name is Eric Bellinger. He's a pretty established singer-songwriter. He signed with Warner Brothers, and I'll be opening up for him. So I'm really excited about that. It should be a really good turnout. A lot of people have said that they were going in regards to this particular event. So get your tickets. You can go to Eventbrite and purchase your tickets. I believe showtime is like at 8 o'clock, something like that. So anyone in the Bay Area, could be San Jose, Oakland, San Francisco, it's not that far, 30 minutes away, and you can have a great time for tomorrow. And I'll be there. And you can get your signed CD from Kimball Hooker, and I'm going to sing to the ladies.
All right. You could go ahead and start singing right now before I play this last hit. What you like? What do the ladies want to hear?
What do the ladies? I got this song in my head right now that the guy's playing in the studio, but that's not a slow song. I'm listening to the studio. My song that I'm actually recording like right this second, and I'm watching my engineer. It's really crazy. I had to find me a little spot in the corner where it was a little bit quiet. But I can still see him. Everything. Help me, Leo. Talk to me.
Come on, Leo. Help him out.
Help me, Leo. Let me see.
Give him some genuine
Leo,
or something.
Leo, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Give him some genuine or something. Give him some genuine.
No, I'm going to give him some of my own music. I ain't getting no genuine. Let me see.
There you go.
Brennan, I can't think right now, Brennan, because I got this other song in my head.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, how about this? If you want to give a shout-out to those that have been supporting you on your musical journey, you are more welcome right now to mention their names.
I want to thank everyone who called in. I want to thank everyone who supports Kimball Hooker. I want to thank everyone who has downloaded, bought my CD, purchased a ticket, and been to any of my shows or even told somebody about Kimball Hooker. Because this is not just about me. This is about everybody. This is community. And so I just want to say thank you to Elizabeth Durant for calling in. I want to say thank you to Marie calling in. I want to say thank you to Loretta calling in. I want to say thank you to Lisa calling in. I want to say thank you to all my fans, the ones that I have met, the ones that I have not met, the ones that I'm going to meet, plan to meet. I love you all, and support Kimball Hooker. You can go on my website, KimballHooker.com, download my music, share it with the rest of the world, and thank you, Brenda, for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate it, and I definitely have to come to your neck of the woods and do a show for you.
Oh, yes, you will. You will. Thank you so much, and Kimball, you're always welcome to come back on my show with all your other updated future projects. I'll be following you for life. And thank you, Leo Brown, for coming on the show. I'll be keeping
in contact
with you as well. Yeah, because you're the right-hand man, and nobody else can't have you.
yeah. If you want to, I have a plethora of information that I can share with your audience, too. So whenever you want me on your show, just let me know. I'll come on.
I'll be looking for you then real soon. And so, anything else you want to bring up, Kimball, about any other future performances coming up around the holidays you want to mention?
You know, as of right now, I don't have anything else lined up other than, like I said, the show for tomorrow, which is a really big deal. It's a big deal because, like I said, it has youth involved, and there's a lot of young people involved, and there's fashion designers. It's almost like a music mixer, kind of like something
like
that.
Yeah.
So we can go there and barter and, you know, meet new people and just exchange services. It's a great way to kind of grow your business. And I'll be there, like I said, opening up for Eric Bellinger. Catch me tomorrow, Corinthian Ballroom again. Get your tickets, Eventbrite. You can see it on there. Purchase your tickets. I will see you there. I got my CDs. You can purchase them there. Brenda, thank you so much for having us on the show. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And everyone, that was Kimball Hooker and Leo Brown, his right-hand man, agent. And so thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Please stay tuned with all the other shows that's upcoming in this month. This month is not over. I have Gino Spike from the SOS Band. He has his own music and his own band out and new music. Please stay tuned for the date and time of that show. This is Lady Diva signing out with another track by Kimball Hooker called Can't Sleep Without You. I really thank you all for your support. Thank you all. This is Lady Diva signing out.
I've been sitting here thinking with deep thoughts on my mind. Yeah, but I really just wanna call you. Everywhere I seem to turn, it all reminds me of you. Yeah, I was hoping could get together, 'cause I'm lonely, girl, thinking about you. I was hoping you was feeling lonely, thinking about me too. Yeah, ever since you left me, sleep without you. Sometimes I get a little tongue twisted and the words don't come out right, girl, 'cause there's a lot that I wanna tell you. Life just ain't the same, and I'm sick 'cause I know it's true. Yeah, I was hoping we could get together, 'cause I'm lonely. About you, I was hoping you was feeling lonely, thinking about me too, yeah. Ever since you left me, I don't know what to do, girl, 'cause I can't sleep without you. Ever since you left me, you. It all reminds me of you.
left me. It all reminds me of you, reminds me of you, girl, cause I can't sleep without you. Ever since you left me, it all reminds me of you, reminds me of you, girl, cause I can't sleep without you.